The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Okay, so we're starting today with the Lama Al Shidim. Al Shidim was Nitkan by Shmuel HaKotin, one of the great Amoroim, for the Chachomim who Masada the Shemon Esrei. They felt the need to add this bracha. The bracha is a tefillah for those people who are going against the Jewish religion, including Jews, and primarily Jews, that are going against the Jewish religion. They should not be effective. Naral was asked that, what is this? We're making a bracha. They assumed originally the bracha was against the authorities. Why should we make a bracha against the authorities? Also, why should we make bracha to destroy the Rishonim? They're also Jews. They said, number one, is the bracha is not against the authorities. It's important to have authority to keep things in order and under control. The bracha is specifically amongst the elements of individuals and authorities that are going against the religion. That part, that are going against the religion, are things that we on the spell should not continue. So there are different terms used in this bracha. We have Lam Al Shinim, Chol Arisha, Oyvecha, Zedin, four different types of people that are going against Kalal Yisrael. The first one are Lam Al Shinim. Lam Al Shinim are people that give over information to the government to get the Jews in trouble, whether it be against religious activities in the times, that there was there is against religion, or whether the other things, even monetary things, things that should be brought to Bezdin. Whenever somebody has an issue, he has to first find out halachically what is the right way to deal with it. These people on the scene, the reason why he did it is they didn't want to be under the authority of what they did in the Jewish Nahalach. They wanted to do things their way. And therefore, they, like I said, they want to weaken the power of the leaders of Klal Yisrael. They're constantly giving over to the authorities different things about the religion and religious people, to weaken the religious people. So basically, they were doing something for the personal gain and the cheshbon of Klal Yisrael. Now we say, Alti Tikva. They should have no hope. They should not be successful in their endeavors. We're not saying something personally against them. We're just saying that their ways should be unsuccessful to the point that they realize that they're doing things that just bring them no good, even bring them damage. Chol Arisha. That's our gear says, other gear says, our gear says, Kol Arisha. We don't say Kol HaRishoyim. Based on the Gemara, and I'll point to that also. When we spowl for the downfall of Rishoyim, it's not a personal thing. It's the Risha, the evil of that person we want to stop. Adarava, when we say Risha Kereget Tevei, means that all the evil in the world should cease to exist. Doesn't mean that people should die. Other rabbis, because of the children, that's what we prefer. Not feel it also. Talmud chatoim in the earth. My bracha says, it's talmud chatoim in the earth. That the sin, that the sins should cease to exist. We don't want to destroy the chaitim per se. We want them to cease to exist and people are doing Adonai Chishuv. Well, Ivecha, there's two Gersois over here also. One Gers says, Ivecha, those who hate Hashem, enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another Gers that some people say, and people say, Chol Ivei Amcho, the ones who hate your nation. The Gemara Medrash says, Rashi brings in Chumash, there are two others saying, people that hate Jews are because they hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anti-Semitism stems from the fact that people do not like our religion. They see that people following our religion are different than the rest of the world. It's hard for them to accept that. We have this in the Ummah Olam throughout history, anti-Semitism. We know anti-Semitism is on the rise. And even within the Jewish nation, there have been Jews that have been anti-Semites also, anti-religious. Fortunately, even here in Israel, we have these type of people. Whether it's because of the personal egos or the political gain or whatever it is, they're fighting the religion. You say these ones are correct, so they should be chopped off completely. The Ava, the sinner, and Christ, so we want to completely to be cut off. Once again, we're not going a personal feel against an individual. We want that spirit, that mahalach. Today, the leftist press and these things always trying to find something negative about religion, religious people.
Kol Halashon.
It's hard for them to accept that there's something more exalted than their way of behaving. Even in this latest period they went through, they found, and they unfortunately they had reason, what to talk about against the former people. If they would have really looked a little bit deeper into the story, they'd have seen the beauty of the way the former people reacted in this situation, as opposed to the person doesn't have religion. The person with religion had the moon and the dolphin to gain from this situation. Come at better people, not just suffer and wait for it to be over and then just not kill themselves a second time. Zaydin is the highest madrega, the worst madrega. Zaydin is one who intentionally tried to subdue the religion. It's going also specifically on Zaydin. This is going on governments, kings, powers that use their power to try to force people not to keep the religion the way one should, to undermine the religion. As we know through that history, we have gone through all kinds of decrees against religion. Every generation or two, it comes up again. And even here in Israel, there are those in the government that are concerned about spread of religion and try to stop it. Oh, Hashem, it's much better than ever before. We're about to learn, we're about to Hashem, it's our mitzvah. But there is such a thing that's around. And for now, we're supposed to respond that Malchus Dovim, that Bechina, that Chelet of the people that are trying to undermine religion, try to change our education, our values, try to put in values that are foreign to us into our system. They should lose their power. So Akir, Shaba, Sachnia, the three different Lashon, Sakim, means like a Chelet, it can be totally uprooted. It shouldn't be around at all. That would be the best. And if not, at least it's Shishava. They should be broken. The power should not be powerful. Sahmiya, they should be subdued. We should control them and not they should control us. And these are all stemming from the fact that we are not coming out of anger and reason for, and we want to control. But it's because of our sensitivity to the religion to realize that this is Chayinu v'Afyameinu. We have everything governed by people that appreciate the religion, then Adarabba, not only is it easier for us, but more so than easier for us, it's easier for all of Klal Yisrael. Such a vast majority of people here, even in Eretz Yisrael and all over the world, the Jews are so far from religion. Because, and we have to feel the sensitivity that this hurts us, that We can't have a situation that other Rabbis should, everybody should be after Mekavet those who are weak in religion. It's because of the tithes to realize that they have a more pleasurable life with religion because of misunderstanding or the desire to have kavod. Other Rabbis, it's Shboku, that people should see that people that live such a life are not successful. The ones who go in the way of Hashem are the ones who are successful. You see this from the one who was attacking it. Who was the one who was attacking it? Shmuel. Shmuel HaKotan. Shmuel wasn't this wild, vicious kanoi. He was HaKotan. He was the biggest honor. He was the type of person that cares for everybody more than everybody else. He was the mice of Shmuel HaKotan. About somebody with the base medrash, which was causing some unpleasant feeling in the base medrash. Says that he should leave the base medrash. The one who has a bad smell should leave the base medrash. And Shmuel is the one who left. He didn't want to embarrass that other person. He was embarrassing himself. They want to say, oh, you're the one who scored in this. That's the way it is. That was the type of person Shmuel was. He was willing to be mezazel in himself to protect the covet of others. And he was dafka, the one who was attacking this bracha because he was coming from an honest, good place. And a person who's cares for the well-being of Klal Yisrael has to also care, has to hurt him, that there is a situation of people that are going against the religion and hate the religion and trying to subdue the religion. You can't just say, oh, yeah, what can we do? They don't understand the religion. Just let them go and leave it alone. No, we have to mispout that for the Shboku, that this power should stop. And like I was saying, the Iker Tavon and this broker is this Nakuda that we want them to be Chayz of Etshuva. I should lose their power. It's nothing personal against somebody else. We can't confuse the two, though. Just because it's not personal doesn't mean, okay, Poseidon, that's the way they are. Leave them alone. No. You cannot just say, as far as we're concerned, leave them alone. If it's something that has a detrimental effect on religion, that is something hard for us to accept. And we know that's a Chil Hashem Klapei Kol Shvuch, and therefore, it's battle. And it says, Shever Oyvim Machni Azidim. That's a Kodesh Bobo. Throughout history, he's constantly Shever Oyvim Machni Azidim. Even though people that go against the religion have a certain level of power, Kodesh Bobo always holds it in check. Even seen in recent times that people that went full force against the religion and they looked like they'd be coming into power, suddenly nobody even knows how to explain it. Suddenly they got sidelined. That's Kodesh Bobo Hashkocha. As Rachmanis said, that we shouldn't have to go through such an issue. Every few years, it looks like things are going to change. And Baruch Hashem, I think daily Israel have that ability to see that we just have to stay strong with our things. And yes, Hashem, we'll be able to continue, be able to mechazik. And we should be zeicher that all of us should be choyz of a tshuva. And we should be mispal, like I was saying, that the koyach of those who are going against the religion should be weakened, subdued, and not existent. Should be zeicher to see that. And here we remain.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.